South Africa's coalition partners are in turmoil shortly after reaching a power-sharing agreement, with President Cyril Ramaphosa accusing Democratic Alliance, DA, leader John Steenhuisen of attempting to establish an unconstitutional parallel government. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The explosive allegations surfaced in a letter dated June 25, revealed by local media. The discord comes at a critical juncture, as Ramaphosa's African National Congress, ANC and the DA are meant to be dividing cabinet roles and settling into governance following the ANC's failure to secure a clear majority in last month's election. In a bid to form a government of national unity, the DA agreed to support Ramaphosa's presidency in exchange for cabinet positions. Despite an initial agreement on 6 cabinet posts, tensions escalated when the DA demanded additional positions, prompting Ramaphosa to accuse them of shifting terms midway through negotiations. The disagreement intensified further when Ramaphosa allegedly reneged on granting the DA the crucial trade and industry ministry, a move criticized by the DA as breaching their prior deal. As uncertainty looms over the coalition's future, concerns are mounting in South Africa, particularly among investors, leading to a decline in the country's currency. The business community, advocating for stability, fears that the rifts could jeopardize economic prospects at a crucial time for the nation. The standoff marks a significant challenge as South Africa navigates uncharted political waters, with the ANC experiencing its first loss of parliamentary majority since the end of apartheid in 1994. While initial optimism suggested strategic maneuvering, leaked correspondence now hints at deeper divisions that could undermine the coalition forged just weeks ago on June 14. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.